called me, nor we're planning that capital.
John, this is probably it.
John?
Hello?
Okay, what I thought we'd do now that we've got the paperwork somewhat in cogent order is just to do everything in the house, those things that we adopt, there's no controversy on, or that we have votes on, just keep a running sheet in-house here, and they can keep track of that, and Cynthia can type it up on a daily basis, and then we can see what we've done, rather than to go through legislative affairs. Is that all right with you guys? Because there's a big time lag with those guys upstairs. Unless there's objection, why? Let's just go through this this big comparative thing, and is Lane's plugged into here?
No.
The governor's?
No, Lane's is independent.
Okay, well, for at least for the purposes of starting out, we don't need the governor's anyway, because he didn't have any intent in there.
No.
Okay. What's the first policy decision is, does a bill like this need some intent? And if so, I'd suggest that we use, that at least from a working standpoint, we use the, for the purpose of discussion, we use 78's intent. Just go down with that, see if we can refine it and just work with that. Everybody had a chance to, I'll just give 2 minutes, everybody. Finish reading. Not ready. It just started, Chris. Chris, we're going over 178, the intent. Thank you. about ready. General discussion.
I think first of all, Mr. Chairman, that I'd go along with the basic intent. I don't want to establish who wrote it because I think I know, but I'd like to change some of the words. Some of the words are kind of bureaucratic, and I think they can be cognizant, for example. Can't we just say aware? You know, cognizant is a fine word, and I understand what it means, but it's kind of a legalism or something, and I don't think it's necessary. Well, let me say what I see wrong with it. I'll go down the line, okay? I'd like to change cognizant to aware. I'm a little concerned about community, for the planning of a community. I don't think it's necessary to put in selected by a majority of the voters. That's obvious, or we wouldn't be acting under AS 44.
Okay, what line were you on, community?
Okay.
13?
11.
I don't have lines on mine.
11.
You're referring to provide for the planning of a community at the site selected by, right? That sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
I would put provide for the planning of a capital at the site, and I would omit selected by a majority of the voters as redundant. As a future location against being mindful of the planning. Okay, then you come down to, and the people may obtain and analyze relevant information. I would like to omit consider alternative proposals. That's not what we're here for. And provide guidance and direction to and secure timely management, and the rest of it's fine. The next section.
Tim, can I make a comment on that, Mr. Chairman?
You come out.
Shouldn't we, rather than quibble about whether it's a community or a city, shouldn't we take the language right from the initiative? So the initiative says the planning of subdivision of a new capital city and district. Shouldn't that be fairly consistent all the way through here?
That's a very good suggestion.
Okay. Of a new capital city and district?
We'll take the words right out.
Right out of the...
That's
what are the words?
For the planning of subdivision of a new...
Planning capital. And subdivision?
Of.
Oh.
Unless my gap is tight.
What is that? What planning?
The planning of subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected and for the construction necessary state public facilities for their administration.
So how would you want that to read? Just planning of a subdivision of a new capital city and district at the site selected?
I suppose that's enough. I just think we ought to take the heart of the section of the initiative that we're addressing and incorporate it into the intent. However anybody wants to do that, how far want to go.
But how far does that go then? That, I mean.
Community, that's what community means, I think. And community is a shorter form way of saying that. I understand, just a comment, to tell you that that's a lot of words.
I realize it's a lot of words, but whatever we do is going to be highly scrutinized, and we're going to be accused of all sorts of bad things. And we start very.
I don't think it's a problem with that.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I think there's a real problem with it.
With community versus capital C.
That's right.
Subdivision.
Somebody's
going
to have to write this down
yep.
long.
You really do. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure do.
Very definitely.
The planning and so how does it go? The planning and
I'll
read that again, Bill.
The planning of subdivision.
Yeah.
Of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected.
And that would probably go through capital city, right?
Next. Mm-hmm.
So for the planning, so we chop from planning the rest of it to capital city. And then add that language in there. Is that about right?
I think it would read like this: to provide for the planning of subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected. Now the question is, do you want to say selected by majority of the voters as a future location?
No, it wasn't selected by majority, so let's just leave it the way it is.
Selected as the future location.
I think don't we include that?
selected, comma, the way the initiative reads, selected, comma, and for the construction of necessary state public facilities and for their administration.
No, we'll go with selected, huh?
Well.
I suppose, right at the beginning, we might as well include all the language of the pertinent paragraph in the initiative. Anybody?
My comment there is, why do we need it all?
What, the intent?
Yeah. All we're doing is following the initiative. I mean, why do we have to have a statement of intent?
Well, it's generally standard operating procedure.
It's kind of.
Things of this magnitude.
It's a good way to cover yourself if you carefully draft it.
Well, if we're going to repeat what's already in the initiative.
Well, that was why we drafted it differently.
Well, a lot of people read this and haven't read the initiative. I mean, this document's got an awful lot of play, this thing.
Yeah, I think conceptually it's important to have intent, because that way that somewhat holds accountable these people on the board.
Yeah, I like the idea of rather thorough intent on this matter too. But I sure think we better make our intent.
Why don't you read some more of that initiative? Let's see if we can draft it.
And sequential events.
Chairman, are we going to be doing this through the whole bill? We're going to just be substituting that? I mean,
is regular markup, you know.
I mean,
we have never done this before.
Okay, no. Is each of us going to go through that same paragraph?
Well, you're going to have to agree on it. That's the point.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, then you have to come up with a substitute.
Well, I thought we were coming along pretty good there. You had that part. The what? Yeah, do you threw yours there.
I withdraw that comment. Let's go.
5-1, let's see.
We voted you down yesterday.
I want to see what you want to include it.
Okay,
basically.
I suspect what should be included in that first sentence is the legislature, aware of its responsibility under AS 4406-160, to provide for the planning of subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected, and for the construction of necessary state public facilities and for their administration. That's 4 lines out of the initiative.
Let me see those lines. That is important to have that in there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, do you need all that bottom part down here then? That sounded good to me. Yeah, you do.
I think we could probably put that language of the initiative in and delete lines, the second half of lines 2, all of 3, all of 4, all of 5, and half of 6.
2, 3, 4, 5.
He just counting.
Why don't you read what you wanted to leave, Bill? Read it out, because everybody's referring to different things.
Of a community, the site selected by a majority of the voters, through line 6, the public and private sectors. I'm not objecting.
Up to there?
So in other words, okay, for the planning of subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected, and for the construction of necessary state and public facilities, and for their administration, comma, herein establishes the means by which.
Right.
Okay.
Now we can take, I'm not objecting to the language within there, I'm just saying that I think we should get the initiative part in there first.
Yeah.
We can come
right.
back and
right.
write it
no,
in.
No, that's,
right.
That's fine.
Hearing, okay.
Drawings for the planning herein?
Now, do you want the language, mindful, unprecedented challenges and opportunities, it's blah, blah, blah. Do you want that stuff?
I'm neutral. It doesn't.
Yeah, because you either eliminate it or you plug it in later.
Yeah.
It's easier just to eliminate it, in my mind.
Well, let's eliminate that and leave some of the, leave some others.
What were you going to eliminate? What word?
Mindful of the planning and successful development of a new capital community in Alaska environment offers unprecedented challenges and opportunities involving both the public and private sectors. You guys don't want to say that?
Well, I...
Okay.
It's all right.
Yes?
I mean, I even agree with that.
Just wanted to start with "we the people" and close it with "so help us God." Do we do that?
All right, this is how far I've got. The legislature, yeah, aware of its responsibilities under blah blah to provide for the planning and subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected and for the construction of necessary state and public facilities and for their administration, herein establishes a means by which the state government and the people may obtain and analyze relevant information and provide guidance and direction to.
Secure timely.
And then follow it up, secure timely management.
You don't want them to be able to consider alternative proposals?
I don't think... Well, I don't think that's our job, alternative proposal.
Let me explain to you that in this bill...
The job is to find the capital.
In 178, the commission is empowered to present alternatives to the legislature and to the people, alternative ways to develop this new capital site. And I think that's what that refers to. In other words, let us have our choice. You guys come up with some ideas and let us decide which one we like.
Well, then we should say that, though.
That's what's said in the bill, and that's, yeah, I mean, that's what alternative proposals refers to.
It doesn't mean an alternative capital.
No, just alternative proposals to development of the site as selected by the people.
Well, we ought to say that, though.
Okay, well, let's say something like alternative proposals for the realization of these noble stated goals and Mr. Bradley.
Racket. Just put a racket.
The ketchup.
Well, proposals perhaps is a bad word.
Alternative means of development.
I like
concepts.
Alternative proposals for development of capital site.
Proposals is, in my mind, is clear. You know, you get this is one way and this is another way, and we propose this. These as alternative methods of doing the same things.
This goes on much longer. You've got a second vote for your motion to delete the whole thing.
Well, it says up there, may obtain, and you can get relevant information and analyze that when you analyze something, you're looking at alternatives and to consider alternative proposals. I think that's, I didn't read in that, Tim, what you do.
No, I might be wrong.
I think you're considering alternative proposals in a different
way. I'm thinking of an octave.
With the idea of subjugating the will of the people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what you're afraid
is
of.
Is octave an alternative proposal?
That's why we're putting all this intent in, to let people know, listen, and we're not trying that we're going to even restate the law for you.
Amended.
We're getting kicked around on this, right? We're just moving forward.
Got to get that will of the people phrase in there somewhere.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Will of the people.
You'll buy that?
Yeah. I counted the votes. I'll buy it.
I'm just about ready to win.
Can we use commas instead of all the ands?
Hmm? Yeah, they're supposed to. There's a typo.
Like,
it's right after
alternative proposals, comma, delete the and, provide guidance, comma, delete the and. Direction to and secure timely management of the critical factors and stuff.
No, critical.
I think you guys are putting too much emphasis on this thing right here.
I don't think so.
So you want to kick out the and. That's your major.
Well, I think it's a little too wordy. You know, I mean, it's got to be a heavy statement, but it doesn't have to be wordy.
If you want it heavy, let's start with "we do ordain and establish" and close it off with "so help us God."
I don't mind sacred honor either.
"We do ordain and establish this day."
The legislature 87 years.
Yeah, something like that. Now that's heavy.
I insist on it.
We'll all scribble our signatures on the bottom. Yeah. So help us God.
Chris, you've got your third vote right here.
Only need one more now.
No more deserters.
We're going to immortalize ourselves.
No, we got to keep on this.
Seventh here.
Okay, we're going to be serious. Anyway, we can go down. Let's go down now to section two. And the direction to staff is to plug in all relevant statute. in the beginning, and then...
I'm gonna, yeah, I'm gonna...
Is the word.
Drafted as dictated by the committee.
We're not on section two yet.
All right, section one will be drafted as dictated by the committee, all right? I'm not gonna do anything but what you told me to do.
Oh, God.
Put in, I'm not sure what we told you to do.
I'm not sure either, but I think I know. Would you like me to read to you what I think you want in this section one?
Yeah, I would.
As follows, "The legislature, aware of its responsibility under AS blah blah to provide for the planning and subdivision of a new capital city and district within the bounds of the area selected, comma, and for the construction of necessary state and public facilities, and for their administration herein establishes a means by which the state government and the people may obtain and analyze relevant information, comma, consider alternative proposals, comma, drop the and, provide guidance and direction to, and secure timely management of the critical factors and sequential events applicable to the process of affecting a relocation of the seat of state government."
Okay, I think the last sentence is redundant. I don't think we need that last applicable, and you know what I mean? Applicable to the process of affecting a relocation of the seat of state government.
Well...
Timely management of the critical
factors. I think
yeah, but the last sentence ties in.
I tend to think that sentence is consistent.
I think if you just put a period after timely...
I know it's consistent. The whole thing's bad.
Direction to and secure timely. I would leave it hanging right there, you know?
Yeah, we want sort of a literary conclusion. that's sort of a literary conclusionary thing.
I move
literary conclusionary.
The thing just got the force pole. No, I like that, the way you read it the last time.
I do too.
Yeah, sounds
all right, it will be drafted accordingly.
Okay, at least bring it back.
Back.
Okay, and then you can rip it apart again. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in fact, what we'll do every time we close out a section, at least tentatively, all this is tentative, we'll have staff crank it out and try to get in your box by the early a.m. or late p.m.
Well,
prior to coming down here, and then you can review it. So.
I thought we were done.
And then, and make, put a big red star under, or blue star, or something like that, so people pick it up. Okay, now we're...
Two.
Okay, still on intent. Let's give everybody a chance to read over that.
Is this Article 3 we're looking at?
Yes, Section 2, Article 3.
What is the first one up there? He being an action stand. Well, that's Section 1.
Section 1 is what we just got done with. We're on Section 2.
Well, it seems like to me we're saying the same thing. Says anything.
I got a note here that says if this is Matsu expertise, we're in trouble. What does that mean?
A note you took one of those here.
Well, what's the note again?
Made a slur on Matsu.
I did. I got a note.
You got a note. You wrote the note.
The thing was funny.
I remember the note.
Yeah. Must have been when the 2-week-old slammer.
They all pretty much look the same. Every corner.
Are we moving along?
Yeah.
In section two.
Yep.
Okay.
Sam? Mr. Miles?
Yeah. Section two, the 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth line from the top, third line from the bottom. Rather than balanced community, I think we ought to insert in their new capital city. The point that came out at the hearings.
A new capital city?
Again, it reflects back to the initiative, calling it a new capital city. That's words right from the initiative.
Okay, strike balance community and put in, develop a new capital city?
Yeah.
Call it develop a new capital city, right.
I don't have any problem with the word balance to ever author this particular language. We can, again, put that in someplace else.
Balance could be misconstrued as to be what Jimmy Carter said.
Well, I was hoping nobody passed.
He can't say anything. He introduced a budget that was $47 billion deficit.
I'd like to, on line three.
Does anybody have any problem with striking balance community and putting in new capital city? Okay.
I'd like to, on line three, strike attending relocation of state government. That the planning and development process provide both an incentive and means to achieve. I just think it's a little wordy. I think that's already been covered before.
I don't know, I wish we could have had some words in there like seat of government or something besides, what is state government?
We've got seat of government in the first paragraph.
But what is state government, Bill? It says relocation of state government. Is that everything in Anchorage and Fairbanks and you know, or?
Yeah, I think you've got a point there.
Do we ever define, later on in this bill, we're gonna have to define to some degree
what we're talking about? Defined. Yeah, well, it depends on, it's phase defined. The basic seat is defined, that's a preliminary phase, which is the legislature and the office of the governor and Department of Law and Legislative Affairs, et cetera. That's the threshold seat of government. But of course, that term could encompass everything, but it doesn't under the phase one approach in this bill. It only comes as a limited, the basic.
We're not relocating any state government, particularly unless you don't want to read into it. We're relocating
the
capital site, where the seat of government is. But we're not relocating state government.
Scratch it or just
I don't have any objection to it. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
If that's our intent to relocate state government, that's an awful broad term. Maybe it's self-explanatory.
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, you could be relocating state government, potentially.
Yeah, because we haven't really come to that policy.
The center of state government.
Question, yeah.
It's really, the seat is a better term. Relocating a seat of government, I think, is a better term.
Yeah, that's usually what it's referred to.
Yeah.
Back home, we call it the county seat.
Well, I'll take that as in the form of a motion.
Well, we're not taking motions, I don't guess. But if anybody has a suggestion, let me just say this as a point, and then if anyone will, I'm not going to insist on it one way or the other. If anyone thinks it's important, maybe we should look at it maybe a little different. What did you suggest, Dave?
I think there's two choices, obviously. I think you're right about that. It should be either seat of government or you drop the whole thing, drop the clause altogether.
I don't mind relocation of the seat of government.
Let's go seat of government, huh?
Okay. I mean, it's nice to see those words again.
You mean you leave attending relocation in?
So it'd be, the change would be you drop the word state and add the words the seat of. So attending relocation of the seat of government, provide both an incentive and a means.
I suppose we ought to go back to paragraph one and make the same change by deleting the word state.
What line are you on up there?
Here, an establishment means by which the seat of government and the people may attain. No.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, in section one.
Yeah, I know. I was just reading from section one.
By which the seat of the state government? A seat of government?
The seat is down there. We've got seat in section one.
That's what seat
by a sentence.
Yeah, but we just delete the word state.
The seat of state government. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Seat of government.
It's called the seat of government.
We later, Mr. Chairman, are going to debate a great deal probably about what the seat of government is.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about moving everything from, you know, we're talking about just what we may later define as a seat.
Don't remind us of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll get reminded of it if we talk about moving.
Okay. Has that been a decision by direction of the chair? Will that be the seat of rather than the state government?
Well, I, is it consensus?
I'll make it a motion then.
Okay.
Everybody agree?
No objection. We'll have a seat of government.
By which the seat?
Attending relocation of the seat of government.
And I will, does that mean I should also modify the section one to say affecting a relocate, the last sentence, affecting a relocation of the seat of government, omitting state?
And then here and establish a means by which the seat of government, right?
No.
I don't see the word state.
No, that's, it's different up there in that sentence. I don't think seat of government applies to that sentence. But it does at the end of the paragraph, the very last sentence.
Yeah, it's a different context.
Yeah, right.
There you go, there's the seat of government over there.
Yeah, there's the seat of government.
Where is the seat?
The governor versus running of the state.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're on to 1, 2, 6.
What does this one mean, in the fact that their meetings are open? Are they going to have to hold public hearings on the color of the new Capitol building?
Well, it's meant both from a participatory role prior to, you know, and they've got to hold every 6 months or every 3 months, whatever we're going to decide. And also, the new Capitol site include full opportunity for public participation after the Capitol, for our purposes, after the legislative halls are built. In other words, they take into cognizance that the galleries are going to be large enough, that there's an overflow place for state of the state messages, so that people can come in there and watch on TV. And also, not to have any hidden agendas, it was conceptually figured, and then it further sort of structures that there'd be heavy communication processes there built in. They'd be clued in to use the best term of the art, so to speak, so that at least for the politicians, that we could communicate back with Anchorage. Anchorage can communicate with us by little by hotlines or by TV or whatever. Anyway, they should be cognizant of that.
What was that? Run through that one more time.
Joe comes awake.
Okay, so
I was just thinking we can do that same thing right here.
I think that's the point.
We can just set up television lines right now.
Yeah, that's right, and that's going to be used by the people who want to keep it here. They're going to say, look, for the same dollar cost, you could do it here. And I think that's right. But the whole thing is, but that begs the question of moving, right? I mean, our job here is not debate that, and it's my firm conviction the reason the thing was moved is because communications and transportation were screwed up. You know? I mean, it's a meaningful thing, you know, to the two best reasons. And that if we're going to, I mean, it's my opinion that if we're going to build this facility, I have to presume we're going to build it. Well then, why not optimize transportation and communications all the way throughout? And that way we don't, 50 years, 80 years down the line, people are unhappy because transportation and communication aren't adequate then. May as well start off on the right foot.
It just seemed that, to me anyway, two is unnecessary. The whole concept behind this move is that it's being moved to a place where it's accessible and where.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't speaking on two, I was speaking on one.
Oh. Okay, is anybody having problems with one?
I don't.
That's the way it is already, you know.
Yeah, now going down to two, Mr. McKenna.
No, I was just saying it seemed unnecessary.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know, I like three though.
Well, let's start.
It's a term, banger gavel. It's.
But number two, Mr. Chairman, doesn't that the Capitol site community be accessible to a majority of the residents of Alaska? Number one, it doesn't matter whether it is or not. It's already been selected where that's going.
Yeah.
I mean, you can argue that if you like, but that's already been decided. That speaks to the location, doesn't it?
And well,
two is sort of a political statement. I think.
Yeah, it's kind of.
The only thing I've, that I thought was important of it, important in two, was that adequate transportation, telecommunication facilities in the community to assure optimum public participation in the process. And then, yeah, the first sort of colors it, making a presumption that, well, it really, you know, and it's just sort of a double statement.
I have one suggestion that we strike out the word optimum and put full back in, because we use full up above. Full public participation in the process of government. It's a better word, I think, than optimum. Other than that, it's all right with me.
Any objections to full?
Have you ever read Strictly Speaking or Play It and Move?
I probably did way back when.
Just out of here, I saw it go, but tears and all sorts.
What's that first sentence in there for, Bob?
Well, I get it's only in there just to qualify transportation communication.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Now, we can change it around because, our intent there is just to have, just to state the importance of transportation communication so as to make it accessible, you know, from an optimum point of view to the people in Nome and the people in Barrow, Dillingham, Cordova, from a communication standpoint.
One thing,
Eagle River?
Where you say capital site community, shouldn't we, is that what we're going to continue to use throughout the whole thing, or is it new capital city?
I think we should make a policy decision going into it that we use the language from the initiative, new capital city.
Okay, well, that
I think that's a good point.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Okay. Good.
I get half that credit.
Could you rework to accomplish my intent without sort of a little red flag on this?
The accessibility?
The accessibility thing.
Well, would that make people happier?
Well, not really. I would withdraw my objection now that I see that it's tied to the telecommunications.
Let me, it's easier to make the point by stating that other thing in the beginning.
Just leave it.
It seems to make sense that way.
Yeah.
So we made two changes in two, right?
Yeah, new capital city and full for optimum.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I would like to state that I like three with the one change in new capital city. That is very well written.
Yeah, well, I was, here was my feeling on that, the unique qualities of the state and its people. I was thinking primarily along architectural lines. You know, all these architects talk about, well, let's bring in the guys from Formosa and New York and San Bernardino, as well as Anchorage. Well, there's something to be said for that, but I mean, we do have some unique architectural styles, historic. You know, the Russian Onion Dome and the Tlingit Tribal House and the igloo and the Trapper's Cabin and stuff like that. Now, how in the heck you can ever, you know, sort of Alaska Airlines on the fanjet tail. How many of those lend themselves? If you get what I mean, I'm not sure I'm into personally stainless steel and glass.
All right, you know, that seems to me that you take it right from the culture and in the Eskimo, the igloo is the house. You have the house of representatives.
Round ice
walls. Except the igloo is so bland. I mean, I like the Tlingit Tribal House. But
there hadn't been an Eskimo in an igloo in 100 years.
I was asking him about that.
That doesn't include an architect from if we go into a competition, that doesn't include an architect from capturing the Alaskan style.
No.
That's the easiest thing to do is capture style. If you're a really good architect.
Yeah. Just a few old boards and a license plate. Automobile fender. Just that old Alaskan style.
Capture the essence. Maybe we better strike that one.
Don't take too much of that architecture that you see around here.
Well, do you think anybody's going to be able to wiggle out of this? I had, at least just for discussion, that to plug in there with emphasis on architecture.
That looks good.
Are you guys satisfied with, you know, on second thought, I thought maybe somebody could wiggle out and then we could have, you know, just some sort of Dallas, Texas type building.
No, I think that's good.
Okay.
Log cabin.
We did change New Capital City.
New Capital, yeah, we'll change that all the way down as we run into it.
On four now, I got a problem with human resources.
Oh, no.
I know what you mean, but human resources.
You don't like the term.
Well, you got a better term.
It sounds like you're dealing with just, you know, bodies out there, you know, well, these are human, you know, these are material resources, these are human resources. I think we need to show them more respect.
A little more verb and pathos, a little earth, more earthiness.
How about mommies, daddies, and children?
Any objections?
No, human resources, this sounds just very disparate.
Well, I know, well, come on, somebody come up with a better term.
It's very hard to come up with another one. But the.
Everybody's looking at you, man.
How about entire?
The entire?
Nah, well, that doesn't make it clear enough.
It doesn't say that.
I mean, you want, the point is you want to employ the people of the state of Alaska.
Well, why don't we just say that?
It's not pretty.
Human resources is pretty?
Well.
Yeah, I don't mind putting it, because I'm into crudity in this.
You want to just say that the local hire, you want just to say what we want to say?
Wait a minute.
That comes later.
But it's the way this thing.
We don't want to be quite so specific in this part.
Yeah, the way this thing falls together.
That comes later.
Well, do you even need the word human in there? Is resources, the human is part of our resources. You just say the resources of the state of Alaska.
Well, then they can wiggle out of, yeah.
They'll just use gravel.
I don't mind it being any tighter.
Why don't we just say Alaskans?
We don't want to.
The Alaskans of the state.
Well, are you opposed to the
National Competition for the Council of the Capital City? That Alaskans be utilized in each stage of the planning.
The what?
That Alaskans.
The citizens of the state.
Citizens of the state. Yeah.
This is such a waste of time. This whole thing's going to go down fire anyway.
Well, I guess that says it about as clear as you can.
The citizens of the state be utilized.
If you just specifically, I hate to mess up this pretty language, something that says something, but you know, all we have to do is say that it's our intent that the local hire laws be enforced.
Put it in there.
That local hire laws be enforced the maximum extent possible?
Yeah, okay.
State local hire. State hire laws?
Alaskan preference clauses.
Okay. That didn't bother me.
Okay, what about development? Do we want to substitute construction for development?
I don't think so.
I mean, I know that's.
Yes.
Huh?
Construction.
Okay.
Planning, construction, and relocation process.
Anybody have any problem with that?
I like it.
Well, what's the difference between development and construction?
Development implies more than just construction. To me, brings to mind buildings without the sidewalks and all that other stuff. And so I like development better.
But I don't want to preclude the possibility of a national or international competition for the original concept of the city.
Well, but
don't,
you don't have
I'm
to preclude
concerned about that too, but I don't think that does.
This says to the maximum extent possible. I think development is a better term, frankly, because I think it encompasses more, in my mind at least, than construction.
All right.
But that's just.
Okay, we're back on development.
Yeah.
Might want to have that printed in red. We get about.
Okay, so we've changed the state hire laws and we've kept development.
What does five mean? Exactly.
Okay, five means that they've got coal 20 miles away, that they try to devise the utilization of that coal. Number one, it's going to create jobs rather than bringing in by tanker car on the railroad or on trucks a bunch of fuel oil, which maybe comes from Kenai and maybe it doesn't. Or hydroelectric, you know, there. It's just sort of a local hire resource type thing.
Okay, I would say we strike out the words on line 17, future and supply. And you have available in the region and state as the source of energy for the community.
Yeah, I agree with the future strike. I agree.
And the intent then there is that they can't, they do that with planning in mind for online, the online function of the facility. All right. Okay, that's
did
even tighter.
Did you start supply?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
What did
strike? Strike future, strike supply. Okay.
And then, of course, new capital city.
Again, right.
Okay, what do you think about six?
We may have to wait on six,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman, until we get to the composition.
Yeah, let's for the time being, strike six.
Yeah, and the concern is just working with local government.
I don't think it needs to be struck. I think you just leave it.
Why don't we leave it?
Strike
it.
Okay.
Just leave it on the draft.
Hey, can we take a break?
If we strike this next page.
This is going to be a cookie.
You would get into trouble if you started working on 178.
Yeah.
170 would have had to go through all this.
Okay, now we're getting to the best part, or the special interests. Let me see. Well, we don't have to. There is. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
For
210, then nobody has any problems with 210.
What's 210?
210, we just established in the office of the governor. The capital
site
planning.
Oh, you skipped that page entirely, huh?
Yes, what you do?
Where are we? Oh, we're on the
it's
next
the third page of the...
Boy, you go past that one fast,
we reserve the right to come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this is just all gentlemen's agreement.
Okay, what was that thing that Harris said about Capital Site Planning Commission? What do you want to call the thing?
Who?
New Capital Site. What was it?
We've got all the.
That's what I have in 37. New Capital Site Planning.
New Capital Site Planning.
There is creating the office of the Capital Site Planning Commission.
Oh, all right. Sure. Yeah.
What did you say?
Put new in the front of capital.
Insert new prior to capital.
Yeah, somebody.
So then that'd be the title of it.
Right.
Would anybody be interested in calling this thing the New Capital Development Authority?
Yeah, I would be interestedly opposed for right now.
All right.
Well, are we going to call it the New Capital Site Planning Commission or New Capital City Planning Commission?
New Capital Site.
Yeah, we've done the whole thing, right?
Well, no, wait a minute. He's got a good point there.
What's the initiative say?
New Capital City?
Planning instead of site. I mean,
there's not just planning.
That's the language we've been using on the first page. Mm.
New Capital
but
City.
What is the initiative actually is wording in the initiative?
New Capital City.
Doesn't say site.
It says New Capital City and District.
Site would include both of those, though.
Do you have that language there?
Site would include both the city and the district.
But New Capital City site planning
and district
and traveling medicine.
Land and
well, that's not bad. That's the city site planning.
Notice how flippant McKinnon takes this, right? I'm over. I never laugh. I don't behave like that at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So New Capital City Planning Commission. Makes everybody happy?
No, I don't think so. I think we ought to go back to site for the simple reason that site encompasses both
city
and
district.
You know, we've got the district and we've got that little footprint, right?
New Capital City and
district. All that I was suggesting is that you put city in there and leave the site. What's wrong with that? The capital city site selection.
New Capital City site.
We refer to it as capital city all through here. Now we're calling it capital. It's just to be consistent, I don't think it makes any difference.
New Capital
City site.
It's good.
Governor of the...
That has sort of a Grecian tone to it.
City site.
Yeah.
Site planning commission.
That's the new name of the...
Yes, like a city state.
Yeah.
City site.
I like it. It's very platonic.
It's a new concept.
I think it's more in lines with Pluto.
Platonic.
Okay. Oh, wait, first, now, I want to come back to 178, and at least tentatively adopt the title, which has Willow in there. Capital, and then we have to change that, but I just thought...
Oh, I thought we were going to stay out of that.
Where's the title?
Well, the title you left referred to the bill in your notebook, 178.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we should call it, you know, the act, moving the capital to the new site.
Yeah, the new, I guess this would be act relating to the planning and development of a new capital...
Capital city site.
Site.
Yeah,
capital city site. Think about it that way, it doesn't make, it doesn't seem so silly. Capital city site. Capital city site.
Yeah, well, it's a city on the site. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that works.
Since it's going to be on Desperation Creek, why don't we call it...
Well, I'll write the
Desperation City.
Deception City.
We call it Deception City. Desperation City.
Okay, I just thought it might be good to have Willow in there.
Yeah, Deception, not Desperation. What
are we appropriate?
Deception City.
A lot of people think we've deceived ourselves in thinking that we can afford that.
Relating to the new capital planning city site commission at Willow and providing for an effective date.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that all right?
All right with me.
Is that okay with you?
What was it?
Run that by again. Yeah.
I can't remember all that. An act relating to the...
Establish.
An act relating to establishing the new Capital City Site Planning Commission and providing for an effective date.
Well, let's not say relating, that's just what it is.
I think
that's establishing the new Capital City Site Planning Commission and providing for an effective date.
Right. That's something you said.
Well, what happened to Willow?
Well, we're supposed to come up with a new name for the place anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to call
Willow. It's not going to be Willow.
That's pretty good. Shucks. Okay, one more time, you tell me.
Wait, yeah.
In the heretofore known...
An act establishing a new capital city site planning commission and providing for an effective date.
An act establishing a new capital site...
And capital city
site. City site.
We're going to have to get away from that.
Okay. Location.
Planning commission.
Planning commission.
And
no Willows.
Providing for an effective date.
No Willows.
No.
Okay.
We're renaming it. I forgot all about that.
Or referred to as CCS.
Okay, an act establishing a new capital city site planning commission and providing for an effective date. Okay.
Now then, are we back on the other one?
We're back to section... Did we finish 210?
Yeah.
Okay, then 220, membership.
Well, that's just on 178, though. Where does that kick in?
It's everybody.
Well, how many days are we going to get in that point?
That's 37, that's not better than right now.
What are the three bills?
I'll say
they're
15
all 15
days.
Let's make it 15.
Let me, you might turn to Leonard Lane's suggested one. I don't know what he says. I think he says 15. Let me explain to you why Leonard's wasn't included. He gave me a substitute this morning, so I didn't have a chance to plug it in. I can plug it into your little pamphlets tomorrow. A couple of them. I didn't know. Yeah, a few. He's going to go through those.
Okay, do we want
legislative confirmation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's standard anyway. I mean,
where did we get locked into this figure 9?
Well, we're not locked into it.
And you know, when we get Sharp's testimony and others as to what makes up a city council or assembly, if we were to ever decide to inject any of that into it, In other words, we're not, we can lock it on the 15, maybe 15 days unless there's any agreement. But the 9 we'll leave open.
Well, yeah. What's an optimum, what's a good number? 11?
Well, you don't want to have it so big. Well, let me make a pitch for legislative participation. And I think the creation of all these all these boards and commissions is an abdication of legislative responsibility based on the fact that we're not a full-time legislature. But, you know, I think none of these got, well, they get confirmed, right? But they don't have to, they don't really have the, they don't have the stamp of the people on them like we do, whatever that's worth. And but practical consideration, whatever this group does in the next 9 months, we'll have to. From the limited time I've spent down here, just 2 years, I think we're going to be hard pressed to really know factually what all went into their decisions, and then to be able to disagree. If the legislature isn't participating, in other words, I think we'll rubber stamp this group when they come down with their recommendations. Everything being equal, past performance, you know.
You mean providing we don't have a legislator on there?
Yeah. You know, or legislators.
But Chairman, wouldn't it be, you know, usually you sit down in a business, you figure out what you want to do and what people you want on it, and then you add that up, and that's how big your commission is. Instead of starting with 9 and try to fit all that in, why don't we just decide who we want on this commission and then add it up and say, well, it's 10 or it's 8 or it's 7.
Okay.
But I hate to lock in and say, well, we can't put this guy on because we're locked into 9.
Okay, yeah, that's, now, I guess, let's just talk about it conceptually then. There are 6 geographic regions of the state. This is a capital city for all the state. So do we want to at least, you know, to provide hypothetically representation from each district, from each region in the state, geographical region, which in the, you've got the Aleutian, the southeastern, you got the Arctic, you got the Bethel area, the westward, you got south central, and you have then you got central. Is that 5 or 6?
Pretty close. I can't count.
Where's Nova? I've seen it on maps forever.
If we try and do that, Mr. Chairman, and if we try and get areas of expertise covered in there, we're going to end up nailing the administration of providing an architect from the chain and an engineer from Bethel, and I really think we're going to box the composition of the commission in.
I agree.
It's just going to be, there's one unusual board that the state has, architects, engineers, and land surveyors, and their statute is written like that, and it's virtually impossible to get to fill the people. And they have a 9-member board, and one of them has to be a registered PE, and one of them has to be a registered CE, and after they go through all the qualifications, then they say one must be from, I think they,
well, I didn't even, I wasn't necessarily advocating for locked in that there has to be regional representation, you know, from the 4 judicial districts or from the 6 geographical regions of the state. All that I mean, if we're going to, sort of following up what Ed had to say, if we're going to look at, well, what would be some sort of minimum number to start off with, you're sort of hard-pressed not to
keep, keep in mind, too, that we're probably talking here about a full-time commission, too.
No, we're not.
I would think we are.
I think we are.
No, I don't.
Leonard Lane's estimate was a couple times a month, 3 or 4 days.
If we can, just throw out another idea to keep in mind, because it's always been on my mind, maybe it's not on anyone else's, is that when you set up a commission, and frankly, I think this is a bad way to go, because I personally think that task forces and commissions to carry on, they're good things for planners, but they're not doers. And task forces and committees and things that meet occasionally and they fly from one hotel to another, I don't know are going to be competent enough to put together a project like this. But The second thing is make up the commission generally thinks. You sit around, you say, well, let's get some expertise on this board. Expertise you usually hire. You don't go, why do we need an engineer on this board at all? I mean, you contract an engineer where you can get the best there is. The minute you set him on this commission, he falls under the Financial Disclosure Act, and he has to declare all of his people, and I think you're going to end up getting second-rate people to serve on this commission in the professional boards, rather than be able to call them in and contract with this firm to meet certain phases. But to have them, and we get back to what you're talking about, a regional commission, so everybody's represented as to what route we're going and setting down, may in the long run have more input as to representing the people on this commission than to try to hire a few experts to sit around that we could hire to come in with their expertise. So I would hope that we don't just, in planning a project like this, and I know how it gets going, that we've got an architect that's on the board that's got a vote that thinks it ought to be built this way, and an engineer thinks something else. These people are all over your head. And it'll get out of hand when actually we can get together and say, hey, we'd like to let bids out on an architectural firm to do this phase of the work. Now, that's the way a business would run it, and you don't bring all your people below you up and put them on the board of directors. Those are people you hire to do the job, and I think we're tending to bring all the expertise and our helpers up on the board of directors.
Yeah, but you don't get put on the board of directors from a geographical...
Well, no, I just threw that out. I'm not suggesting that at all. I just say what we were discussing while going throwing around ideas that would make more sense. There's people all around the state representing each area to come together in here and lay out a plan, and then we hire these experts to come in and get these phases going.
I don't know about the regionalization business, but it's my understanding that the Capital Site Planning Commission had pretty much a lay membership, and they used staff, their experts as staff, but not on the board itself, and it seemed to work. I don't know.
I just don't want us to get bogged down with a bunch of second-rate people sitting around, and I know how organizations operate. I don't care what engineer you hire, there'll be a number of firms criticize everything he does, and architects the same way, and everybody you get on there, and a lot of these government bureaucrats want to get on there, you know, and hell, they're working for us anyway. Why put them on a commission? You can call the Department of Administration or some of these people in and have them do the work.
Yeah.
So they don't really, you know, this should be a people's commission.
Except
well
they gotta know enough to be able to tell when they're being snowed by these people who are bidding on the jobs.
Well, that's just where you look for businessmen.
The other thing is that inadvertently you end up getting experts on that as lay members. You know, they happen to be professionals, a lot of them anyway. But they aren't hired as professionals, they're hired as lay members, but they have the expertise. So, I mean,
that's what happened with the capital site planning commission. That's not always true, and it doesn't necessarily be true.
But it could be. I mean, it could be engineered easily without a mandate.
We should roll the dice on this. We got to decide what our collective position is and go with that.
Well, that's just the process.
You know, some people think that a banker is necessary. You know, there are a couple of people that everyone I talk to says there ought to be a banker on the commission, a commerce person. You know, and that's about all they think is necessary.
How about a credit union man?
You see, you just go on and on.
Yeah.
With people that'd be nice to have on the commission, and I still bet you could get it done a lot better with a 5 or 6 man commission and made up of guys that from Wally Hickel on down are people that know how to get things done, and they hire these experts to put a program together. And I should have mentioned Wally Hickel, but
since you've already eliminated
that type of individual that can businessmen that can sit down and put it together, and they act as board of directors to get it going and pilot and hire them a good staff to do it.
Really,
staff is the key.
Now, we all love to be on the Capital Site Planning Commission, but let's face it, some out there are more...
I've got no desire.
Well, all right. But some people out there are more capable of judging different things than other people are.
Well, who feels, just as an example, so I kind of know what you're thinking, who feels that we should have, that it's imperative that we have an engineer on this commission? What we're really doing, fellas, in a sense, is without any organization, we haven't set up an organizational structure for this thing, and so we're just trying to pick out who wants to be the boss and who wants to be the staff, and we're playing with this rather than we should sit down and figure out an organizational structure of how this thing will operate, and then decide who's going to be on the board of directors. But as we are now, we're just picking names out of the air and saying, hey, let's get an architect and one member of something else.
Well, yeah, we're keeping, it seems that at least for the lay members, seems that we might just want to consider having everybody lay members, you know, that block, that five or that eight or that nine, whatever it is. That's absent the, you know, the argument that I was making to have legislators sit on that. So to come back and that way because the only other way to do that is mandate in a profession. You
what
know,
they
like,
do,
like it's been done.
You're right, Mr. Chairman. But just take for an example, we had the governor appoint one commissioner to serve on this commissioner from each one of the six regions, and if we were to go that way. Now, the first thing on the agenda when those guys sit down is because they're not guys that are, or they're not Wally Hickles, you might say, as far as producer. So the first thing they're going to do is hire Bob Sharp, or they're going to hire a director for this project, or Leonard Lane, or somebody that really knows. And then he goes out and he lets contracts and works on them, and they set and give guidelines and make approvals, and things have to come by to make sure that all the areas are represented. But this commission on a temporary basis cannot meet the demands every day of all the decisions that have to be made on a daily and almost minute basis to get this project rolling. But that's why you set up an office with a guy like Sharp or some key guy, they'll hire him, this commission will. Say, okay, you answer to us, but you go in there and there's your staff and you get going and give us some ideas and plans, and we'll set and reject or okay your plans. But you got to have that expert up there on the top who knows what in the hell he's doing, and that makes us effective. Then the commission can guide him from there. It's kind of like the city council. They hire a city manager. Any guy on the city council knows how to take the city manager's job.
These people on the commission, they'll still have to know enough to be able to direct the executive director, or he runs the whole show.
That's right. Let's write some. If we want to, we can write some qualifications for the people who settle in here.
Well, I mean, we have that. Basically, that responsibility would be done by the governor, and it would be overseen by us, the confirmation hearings, right? I mean, the guy on the third floor will be cognizant of appointing people who do have, you know, have demonstrated. I think this is inherent. Personally, it's hypothetical. Because the guy could just send down, you know, the three good guys and four turkeys. But I think he'd be cognizant of, you know, the political realities, that he's going to take heed if we say, well, these people are real lightweight. And then I guess the other consideration is, can you attend regularly? You know, can you behave in a responsible fashion? I'd hope he would ask that. And then all these guys will come before this committee.
I think we ought to do this, you know, general, like Ed was talking, just make it general public and have them come from the regional areas of the state.
Yeah,
on a regional basis.
I personally think that's a classic compromise, because Cotton and I saw that, and then transportation has been included by Lane, right? So he put their in, and the only reason we put in the telecommunications guy is we have this big hang-up about the three, at least from our concept, that the first three buildings, want them to go in there and put, you know, first-class hardware so they can communicate to people and back and forth. So people aren't going to be complaining about the communication thing. And nobody's, you know, unless you mandate it in, you don't know that you're really going to get your way. See? And of course, when we were in Anchorage, right, the architects and engineers really like Croftsville, because it says, okay, you guys are definitely in. There's no way you can be left out.
Don't you like that, what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a fair compromise. Then we totally leave it up. He has to make that decision. That's. I don't think that's a bad political choice to do that, because we can't mandate in all the special interests. We had phone calls from health planners.
Yeah.
The health planner phoned us, he said, well, we want to be mandated in for the hospitals and stuff. And if we went another 3 months on this, we'd be getting more phone calls from the veterinarians would be calling.
One member of the university.
Yeah. And stuff
I
like
do that. Have one thing to put in 37, and that's being committed to moving the capital. Mandate that or anything, but I think that there should be, if we're going to have people on there, they ought to be committed to moving the capital instead of this business with a bunch of antis on there we've had in the past.
Well, how do you do that?
What did the site selection committee do to impede the capital mover? How did they fail to meet their responsibilities, even though a good number of them were opposed to the move.
They blew about $2 million arguing about it, didn't you, Gelson?
I don't. I think that, you know, we're talking...
That's not a fair statement. I'll retract $2 million arguing.
You know, that'd be an excellent thing to ask Lane, though, because I know some of those people did take heat in the press, and, but it'd be...
Can we come back to this?
Yeah, we can. I just, you know, that's...
I think Lane has some thoughts on that one.
We kicked this thing around a little bit, because I'm glad we did, because you get, we're kind of, I was afraid we might get locked into a nine-man commission with an engineer and stuff, and I've listened to that, and I just didn't think it was gonna be working. And I think that when you hear guys like city manager, former city manager Bob Sharp and some other talking, that he can make that point better than I, but if we could just get a commission and hire Leonard Lane or Bob Sharp or somebody, he'll come in, his first assignment is to come in with an organizational proposal and we'll look at it.
Yeah.
And he'll lay it out in phase one, we've got to start this, phase two, get this legislation going, boom. And he'll lay out a plan and then we can argue and change it and we've got the program moving.
Okay, we'll wait before we actually decide on anything to hear from Lane, and then we'll just, all this stuff is tentative, but at least personally, I'm willing to go for no designated seats. I'm willing to give up that maybe telecommunications, I don't think transportation is so critical, but telecommunications, maybe it won't be the way I want, but I'm willing to compromise on that score.
Chairman.
Ms. Neckack.
Just another trail coming. I think if we had listed all these different professions, if they had been all listed earlier, somebody in telecommunications, somebody in road planning, somebody in aerospace, you know, I think instead of having three-fourths of the people testify in Anchorage as planners, would have had four times as many, and each representing a special interest, and saying, well, you've got to have two from radio electronics, two from education, two from hospital health planning board.
Two from the consumer group, don't forget.
Two from the consumer group, and one legislator. So I'm entirely in line of designated that this commission shall be just of lay people per se, you know, not people who are coming specifically from a style of life representing architects, planners, engineers, or whatever. And if they happen to be one of those things, if they happen to be proficient in one of those people, those groups, you know, that's fine, but not to appoint them just because they are.
Yeah.
Instead of geographical representation, how can we say from throughout the state?
I think we're doing a mousetrap number there. I mean, I mean, we may as well be upfront about that, because then Anchorage is just going to go bananas on the guy and say, if it's seven, we want four. If it's nine, we want five. You know?
Why don't we just move on until we hear from these other people?
The members of the commission are entitled to receive $100 per day. Yeah, we can start there, huh?
I think fair would be $35 a day.
And live in a hostel. Must live in a hostel.
You aren't kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh gosh, I'd say okay. 200.
That's a concession, Chris. I'm living a relocatable.
Yeah. Okay, we've got one proposal for 200, one for 35. What's the average?
100.
Now, you know, this $100 a day was written in there to hire architects and engineers, wasn't it? I mean, the professional people we lined up.
That was some thought in it.
I don't think that anybody's per dime that wants to serve on this thing should be any higher than what we pay our state employees.
Except that the problem is that they'll be taking time off from their regular jobs.
It's got to be higher.
People won't do it for $50 a day. I don't think. They'll do it, maybe do it for 100.
But the private population will do it for nothing.
I don't think so. No. That's a lot of work. Nobody's going to leave their job for that for nothing. And especially something like this, which is controversial anyway.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Everybody's got $100 per day on all the bills.
This is kind of germane in this respect, though, and I keep getting lost. If you know, we're making decisions without any organization. If this committee is to play a very active role, I'm going to argue that it should be full time, and we just pay them a salary, and keep it to five or six people that are paid a salary, or six people and paid a salary, because it is full time. But if we're going to go into an authority situation, where I don't know how these authorities are set up, but I think they're more structured than a commission. But if we go to a commission concept, where we just have to come back and maybe ever so often we meet and have the director come in and tell us where we are on the phases and get an approval of a budget or something or whatever you want, then maybe we can meet periodically. But it's going to be awfully difficult to do this. Is anybody listening to me? Everybody's waving.
No, I'm just waving at my kid. I'm sorry. I was listening. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm sorry.
Maybe Miles knows. Did you ever have any relationship or work with an authority? What kind of a structure do you have, like power authority or?
Generally, your authorities are governed by a board of directors.
Yeah.
They hired an executive director.
It's pretty tight organization, isn't it?
Yeah. The only problem with an authority is that you theoretically, like we're kicking around here, you hire a cross-section of a certain type of person, or you appoint to the board a certain type of person, and it's a situation we're in the middle of at the university. The administration, the executive director, actually runs the show. I mean, there was only one decision that I was overturned in as executive director of ASH, and that may or may not historically turn out to be true, but you're instilling an awful lot of power into the person who is the executive director, who is hired to run the show.
Well, isn't that
now that's a policy thing we'll have to decide.
And that's
isn't that true with any part-time board or authority or?
I bet it is.
Depends on how much you know about the subject. You can be a part-timer. If you know a great deal about it, then he's not going to get too much power. If you don't know anything about it, he runs the whole show.
Yeah,
we're getting back to layperson versus professional.
Yeah, I'd say Tim is right there. If you have, you know, really professional people on the board, that reduces the scope of the director's power and authority and influence.
But until a lot of these questions we keep talking about are not going to be answered until we start addressing ourselves to what type of a makeup of organization you're going to have, and we're not necessarily stuck with commission, because task forces, committees, and commissions are not going to get this job done. I don't think it's going to be a I'd like to see us get a better structure.
Well, if it doesn't, they're going to have to make the decision, not us.
Well, what we're talking about is part-time or full-time, huh? Is that the...
No, first, I have this question. Do we want to go the commission route?
Yes, let's settle that right now. Let's settle
all right,
that.
What? Tell me about the organizational structure under commission. What does the commission do after?
Whatever the commission wants to do. That's up to them, not us.
Yeah, you know, for all practical purposes, the commission could go out and hire a major planning firm. You know, they don't have to hire an executive director and say, okay, you know, it may or may not be within Alaska, but they could say, okay, for $100,000, we want you to be the thread that runs through this whole project because your firm has got the experts, and we want one of your guys here, man, who can put the day-to-day organization together. It doesn't necessarily have to be that they will go out, that a commission like we're kicking around on all these bills will go out and hire just one person to ramrod it. They may hire a firm. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they went out and hired a firm on a contractual basis.
There's another thing, too, in the makeup of the commission. We might want to consider you know, kind of like a city council type concept, that when the governor is, like the District of Columbia, the governor is appointing the mayor or manager or whatever out of the commission itself, running the show, subject to confirmation by the legislature.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we commit to establishing a commission.
Okay, I'd hate to see you do that until you listen to Bob Sharp and some of the others.
Yeah,
Bob Sharp could talk to the commission, Ed. That's what I'm saying.
Well, his whole position is, and one that I think you ought to keep remembering is, and I can't explain it to you, but his position was, and it's another alternative that I'd like to hear more of, and that's that we set up a city government right now. Appoint an assembly and get a city manager and it takes off running with the commission. I guess the commission would still be like the assembly, would operate like the assembly, but start passing some legislation and start setting up a city and doing all these things.
I don't see how.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I can't agree with that approach because it. I think there are a lot of political decisions that have to be made. You know, Chris brought up one, and there are other political considerations that go into it. And I think abdicating that and passing it off to an appointed municipal assembly or city assembly or whatever is sort of dodging the question. That's why I sort of go along with Bob's approach. There should be legislators on the commission. Because there are political, you know, disposal of state lands in that area is a political question. And there ought to be, to a certain extent, political input in that decision. You know, the structure of the government in that area, whether it's a special district or whether it's part of the Matsu Borough, you know, is another political question. And I think I think that the commission approach is the best and that there should be legislative input on the commission.
Well, you know, I don't have any objection to that other than I just think that you're going to have a commission sitting around and wondering what to do next. I mean, organizationally, to get it rolling. If we were a commission right now and we're the guys appointed, what do we do tomorrow?
I think, Mr. Chairman, that by the time this committee is done with this piece of legislation and meshes it with the other pieces coming out of the other side, and something comes out of this legislature, there'll be plenty enough direction for that commission to take. I mean, this piece of legislation, whatever comes out, isn't going to be empty. It isn't going to say a commission is created. And
it will be that
I mean, there will be, you know, they'll have this particular piece of legislation mandating them to do whatever, you know. I mean, there will be certain directions given to them via the legislation which will preclude them from saying, well, we don't know what to do today, now that we're organized yesterday.
What would you think about this, to have seven members appointed from the general public, those seven members to be given a salary full time until, you know, next January, something like that, and then have six, three from each house, ex officio members, and that way from the legislature, three from the Senate and three from the House, and that way you're able to plug in the minority.
What do you mean by ex officio?
Well, they wouldn't vote.
You've just taken all expertise off that commission. What are you going to base your judgments on?
Wait a second. The seven guys from the general public, that would allow for two from Anchorage. Okay? That would mathematically allow two from Anchorage. And the Hammond, we're kidding ourselves. That guy isn't going to, if we say general, whether it's 10 or 15 or 3, he's going to appoint a banker. He's going to appoint an engineer.
James
and appoint an architect. I mean, he's yeah.
Yeah, I'm a consumer member.
Yeah.
No, I don't think. Not on this type of a commission.
I don't know.
Or a successful a small businessman from Dillingham that's run a fish packing plant or so. He's gonna be on the point. He will by us leaving abroad. He'll have to. Then he doesn't get recommendations from the. At least locked into the law from the Engineers Association or from the Architects Association.
Well, if you're going to boil down to one very basic fact about getting a job done, can you show me any commission, task force, or committee that ever sat down with no leadership and really no expertise that got any large project built? They're not going to get that thing going. You're going to end up somewhere down the line bringing in a director or an expert or some guy that's going to set up the organization. But without an organization, you can't just run out and let bids on this, and you don't know when that's going to fit into that, and it's quite a...
Well, you can assume substantial staff backing up that board of directors.
Chairman, I think it's boilerplate for all of them. The members shall select a chairman and vice chairman from among their membership. So there's going to be a chairman, going to be a vice chairman. So that, just like Hensley was the last time, and Dwayne Carlson was the vice. Well, Hensley was, he was responsible. And they've got to do that within...
And then they hire an executive director, right?
Yeah,
right.
And that language is permissive in here. I'm just trying to find it.
I think it's later on, maybe. Assistance to the commission. Assistance may use professional and technical services, et cetera. That's 260. Because that's where the brain work will be done by the staff, subject to the approval and direction of the commission.
Why don't we get off the direction and come back to it another time? Oh, we can.
I think you're going to be bumping into this. Let me make one more suggestion before we get into that motion. And at the least we do, because Mr. Sharp's not here, at least listen to Leonard Lane. I think he could, some of the things we're kicking around, I'd just like to, God, he's had some experience at doing this, and I'd just like to have a guy tell us some of the...
Well, here's Leonard Lane's position on this. And I think we can assume that the second draft is Leonard Lane's position, right? Is that a correct assumption?
I think so.
All right, he wants to set up a commission with 9 members. He wants the government maybe to submit to the legislature. 4-year terms may be reappointed. Members shall be appointed on a nonpartisan basis and shall be selected as follows. 1 transportation, 1 civil engineer, 1 economic or financial, 6 members from the general public. Commissioners of Administration, Natural Resources, Public Works, Revenue, Community, and Regional Affairs are the designees. The mayor of Mattsu Borough shall serve as ex officio members of the commission, and that's Leonard Lane's position.
I just talked to Leonard this morning, and that his position is slightly modified from that, or it could be. His position was...
Leonard Lane's position is modified from his modified draft?
Yeah, we went through it again.
We don't need him around.
He says he's into lay members, too. He thinks there should be a banker. He thinks maybe there should be an engineer. He thinks the rest could be lay members. No problem. His position is they did it with lay members in the revision. The Capital Sites Selection Committee Commission. There's no reason why they can't do it in this one. But he ought to tell you about that. I mean, he's got a lot of opinions. He is worth listening to because of his experience. But he does support the lay concept. At least he did to me this morning.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest that we move on under the assumption that there will be a commission.
And it will be part-time.
And I don't even know if we should qualify it that way, but all the bills have a commission. The general thinking, I mean, the public, there was not one public comment that said there shouldn't be a commission. I think we have to presume that there is going to be a commission. Listen to Sharp, listen to Lane, listen to whoever else comes down. We'll go back and we'll hammer out the technicalities, but let's get the hell off the dime and move along.
Well, we were trying to establish the salary, see, and we got stuck on the salary.
Screw the salary. The hell with the salary.
Okay, one thing that should be added here is that non-voting members are authorized per diem and travel, right? Remember, we heard that from somebody. These ex officio members, if they like the mayor of Mattsu Borough, he should be getting per diem and travel.
Sure, I don't care about that right now. It's not that important. Yeah, they should be. They're not going to go anyway. So, I mean, the Commissioner of Administration or Commissioner of Public Works, if he's ex officio, he ain't going to go anyway.
Okay, let's move on then.
Well, wait a minute. I want to get that inserted
so we don't lose track of it somewhere.
Yeah, write it down on some.
Non-voting members are authorized per diem and travel.
Well, we don't even know if they're going to be non-voting members.
Well, we can say all members of the commission are entitled to the $100. That members are non-voting and voting. They're members of general category. Specifics
are
non-voting.
I'd object to that if we finally agree to have legislators on there. Because
our full time,
we haven't.
I'll make a note of it. I'll make sure it gets brought up if that's what you're concerned about.
Yeah, we,
I think
we
just ought to get the hell off that subject. We've been on it for 50 minutes and haven't done a damn thing.
Are we going to just skip the part about appointing a commission right now?
Yeah, we're going to skip that part.
That's a substantive question. We're going to bring that up.
Well, yeah, these are the commission.
Well, that.
Well, everything keys back into the commission.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, we're going under the assumption that there is going to be a commission, so let's just go to the next page and start the procedure and meeting.
Okay, the procedure, we're on. I've got the second, the third page.
Yeah, you're right. It's the third page. One says meetings of the commission, the other says procedures. Semantics.
Or 20, 15 days or 30 days.
That's kind of standard language, isn't it? At 2:30?
I like the first meeting within 15 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Election of chairman and vice chairman from the membership. I think that's fair.
Oh, that's good of you.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to move along.
Does anybody have any trouble with that section?
No, that's just standard stuff for the commission.
Okay, so we want to adopt the language of 178.
Right. Mr. Chairman, before we turn the page, there was a...
I was going to say, procedures, I have a problem with that. I'd rather see it meetings than...
Okay. Anybody have any problem with changing meeting of the commission?
Can I use that?
Can I make another presumption here, Mr. Chairman?
The presumptions, please.
Okay. That there will be legislative confirmation on the commission. The legislature's not in session. I think we have to give the commission authority to go to work before confirmation.
They do.
They do.
Yeah, people that are appointed as the Board of Regents, as soon as they get that appointment, they can vote. Commissioner of Public Safety, as soon as he gets appointed, he starts directing. Staff can research that, so if anybody has a problem on the floor or something.
Research the reason, one of the reasons why Governor Egan called a special session a couple of years ago. One of the reasons when the special, when the Legislative Pipeline Impact Review Committee was not authorized to hold its first meeting.
So that was why there was a special session to authorize?
One of the reasons.
Because we didn't fund it.
It was funded.
It was funded.
There was a clause that passed in the agreement of legislative leadership that was passed by the Senate, and somehow in transmittal it was deleted to the House. There may have also been no funding, but I'm quite sure there was funding.
Okay, we're on to the next purpose of the commission.
Why do we need that part? I thought maybe that's spelled out in the duties of the commission. It's already spelled out as intent at the beginning of it.
And according to the guidelines, set out in 200. And 200 is to the intent, right? And 200 to the intent.
160, 200. Yeah.
Yeah, 200 is the delineated intent, 1 through 5 now if we have. And then specific requirements are 250.
Which is, yeah, duties.
And section. We haven't come to duties.
That's, yeah.
Conference report. Okay.
There I have to be in favor of 37 combines it together. Put together rather than
the architecture to put together too.
Is there any difference?
It's apparently due to break.
Well, if we get to take care of, we turn the thing and say we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages.
Didn't we strike that? Go ahead here, combine it.
Why don't we break at this point? I'm running, I'm getting kind of running.
Can we strike this and combine it with the duties? Do we have a problem there?
I don't have a problem.
I think we should start off tomorrow.
Leonard Lane is available this evening. And he's only available this evening and tomorrow because he has to go to Anchorage Thursday morning.
Yeah, can we do a 7 p.m. this evening?
I can't.
Can you, Tim?
No.
Can you, Joe?
We have
finance. Yeah, I can't make it tomorrow.
Chris, can you make it tonight?
No, I think we've got finance tonight.
Well, I'll get the property of everybody else and then I'll be here.
It's finance for what, justice?
Any way you can.
How about tomorrow afternoon if he's going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow afternoon. I can make him.
Does anybody have a 3 o'clock meeting tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You've got the code, too.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, he said he was available. I can call him and change it tomorrow.
I'd like to hear him.
Yeah, I think it's a. He knows, he's had experience. I think his experience is helpful.
Yeah, we don't have to buy everything he says. I just want to hear what he has to say.
He was helpful to me this morning.
You bet.
Clarified some things.
Nothing like experience.
Okay. Well, then we'll do it at 1:15 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call him. That's great.
Did you get that 1:15, Jeff?
I like that.
It has peer pressure.